Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Also inaugurates high-performance computing system for weather and climate research. Top leaders of various political parties intensify election campaign for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana and third and final phase of voting in Jammu and Kashmir. Centre announces increase in minimum wage rates for workers from 1st of October. French President Emmanuel Macron voices strong support for India's inclusion as permanent member of reformed UN Security Council. Israel intensifies military operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, rejects proposal for ceasefire amid growing international pressure. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth enters men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open. Women's doubles pair Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly also sail into last 8. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune through video conferencing to facilitate pioneering scientific research. The 3 supercomputers, worth around 130 crore rupees, have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission and deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's launch reflects that 21st century India is advancing by prioritizing science, technology and research.
Science aur technology ki duniya mein Bharat ke liye ek bahut badi uplabdhi ka din hai. 21vi sadi ka Bharat kaise science aur technology aur research ko prathmikta dete hue aage bad raha hai. आज का भारत संभावनाओं के अनंत आकाश में नए अवसरों को तराश रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi added that there is no sector that is not directly dependent on technology and computing capabilities. He said they are the biggest foundation of India's success in Industry 4.0. Mr. Modi said today's achievement proves that the country is moving in the right direction at the right pace.
आज की ये उपलब्धि इस बात का प्रमाण है कि हम सही दिशा में सही गति से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. नया भारत अपने वैज्ञानिक अनुसंधानों से मानवता की सेवा को अपनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी मानता है.
The Prime Minister said India is developing its own semiconductor ecosystem, which will be a crucial part of the global supply chain. The Prime Minister said the country's dream is to become self-reliant in the field of technology through scientific research. Mr. Modi asserted that India is committed to empowering the world and humankind with the help of technology and initiatives like Digital India, Startup India and ambitious projects like Gaganyaan have been launched for this purpose. Top leaders of various political parties have intensified campaigning for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polling in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said the BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any wrong practices. Criticizing the Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that the party is gripped with factionalism, infighting and settling scores with each other. He claimed that such a party can never win the trust of the people of Haryana. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi hit out at the NDA government over issues of unemployment and MSP for farmers. Addressing a poll rally at Asandh in Karnal district, Mr. Gandhi highlighted the salient features of his party's manifesto for the state.
2000 rupaye har mahine mahilaon ko aur 500 rupaye ka gas cylinder. Jo 2 lakh vacancies sarkar mein aaj khali padi hain yuvaon ke liye, हम वो भर के आपको दे देंगे. किसान को एमएसपी गारंटी करके हरियाणा की सरकार देगी और जो आपका बीमा का पैसा है जैसे ही नुकसान होगा उसके एकदम बाद आपको बीमा का पैसा मिलेगा।
Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leader Yogeshwar Sharma from Haryana joined the Bharatiya Janata Party today. Mr. Sharma, accompanied by his supporters, joined the BJP at the Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini's residence at Sant Kabir Kutir in Chandigarh. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the final phase of assembly elections is said to be crucial for all political parties. Addressing a poll rally at Udhampur district of Jammu, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah said, terrorism has been decisively defeated and will not be allowed to make a comeback. Mr. Shah promised a terror-free region under the BJP government. He emphasized that the NDA government has fulfilled the vision of the party's patriarch, Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, by abrogating Article 370. He said, assembly elections in the Union Territory are taking place for the first time since the abrogation of Article 370 in 2019.
जिस चुनाव में ना धारा 370 है ना अलग झंडा है।
Polling in the Union Territory in this phase for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will take place on 8th October. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today said the country has achieved its highest ever ethanol production, reaching 1,633 crore litres from around 250 ethanol distilleries. Inaugurating the two-day India Sugar and Bioenergy Conference in New Delhi, the minister said the government has set a 5% biodiesel target for 2030. He also mentioned the 2G and 3G plants are being established under the E20 program, which aims to achieve 20% ethanol blending by the end of this year. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the importance of using alternative materials and innovative waste-to-wealth technologies to improve the quality of infrastructure, accelerate construction and reduce project costs. Speaking at the International Seminar on Advances in Bridges, he highlighted the role of a digital management system in expediting project clearances. The central government has announced an increase in minimum wage rates by revising the variable dearness allowance. The new wage rates will take effect from the 1st of next month. The revised wages are intended to help workers, particularly those in the unorganized sector. The minimum wage rates are categorized based on skill levels as well as by geographical areas A, B and C. After the revision, minimum wage rates for workers in Area A in construction, sweeping, cleaning and loading and unloading for unskilled work will be 783 rupees a day. For semi-skilled workers, the minimum wage will be 868 rupees a day and for skilled clerical, the minimum wage will be 954 rupees a day. For highly skilled workers, the revised wage will be 1,035 rupees a day. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has asked states and union territories to undertake appropriate measures to spread awareness among the public about the monkeypox disease. In an advisory, the ministry requested the states to develop a surveillance strategy. It also provided a list of laboratories operationalized for testing. The ministry has instructed the states to assess public health preparedness at health facilities with reviews to be conducted by senior officials at both the state and district levels. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu today praised the bravery and dedication of soldiers who are protecting the nation under the harshest climatic conditions. Speaking at the Siachen base camp in Ladakh, the president also expressed deep gratitude to the families of the soldiers serving in such extreme environments. President Murmu is the third president of the country to visit Siachen Glacier after former President APJ Abdul Kalam and former President Ramnath Kovind. French President Emmanuel Macron has voiced strong support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of a reformed United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Mr. Macron was speaking at the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York this morning. The French president emphasized that India, Germany, Japan and Brazil should be permanent members, as well as two countries that Africa would designate to represent it. Earlier, other world leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and Chilean President Gabriel Boric Font, also advocated India's permanent membership in the UNSC. Israel has intensified its military operations against armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon, rejecting proposals for a ceasefire despite growing international pressure. Israeli warplanes today conducted extensive bombardments across Lebanon, including strikes on the southern suburbs of capital Beirut. It has been the deadliest week for Lebanon since the 1975 to 1990 civil war, raising fears of a wider regional conflagration. More from our correspondent.
The Israeli military claims to have hit 75 Hezbollah targets, marking it what it calls a new phase in its operations. These strikes have resulted in over 600 casualties so far and displaced nearly 90,000 civilians from their homes. The United States, France and now the United Kingdom have joined in calling for a 21-day temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered full force operations in Lebanon. The intense pressure on Iran-backed Hezbollah, including the assassinations of senior commanders, have raised concern about the conflict spreading across the region. Meanwhile, Israeli army staged an exercise simulating a ground invasion near the Lebanese border. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The Indian Embassy in Beirut has advised against travelling to Lebanon till further notice and urged Indian nationals to leave the country due to the escalating conflict. The Karnataka State Cabinet has decided to withdraw its consent for the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to conduct inquiries within the state. Briefing media persons Law Minister H.K. Patil said the decision was made to prevent the biased actions of the CBI against the opposition. Heavy rainfall continues to lash various parts of Maharashtra. In Mumbai, 6 people have lost their lives while 2 others have been injured in the past 24 hours in rain-related incidents. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange alert for Mumbai, Thane and Raigarh, while a red alert for heavy rainfall continues for Palghar. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty today closed at fresh record high levels amid gains in global markets. We have a report.
At close, the BSE Sensex achieved a new all-time high of 85,930 in intraday and surged 666 points or 0.7% before settling at a new closing peak of 85,836. Meanwhile, the Nifty 50 reached a new record high of 26,250 during the session before ending at 26,216 with an uptick of 0.8% or 211 points. In the forex market today, Indian rupee ended 4 paise lower at 83 rupees and 64 paise against the US dollar. This is Lalima Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced into the men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open today. Srikanth defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty in the pre-quarterfinal. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly also sailed into the last 8 after defeating Taiwanese duo of Lin Chi-Chun and Teng Chun-Sun in a round of 16 match. In women's singles, Indian shuttler Tasneem Mir went down against 4th seed Tomoka Miyazaki of Japan in a pre-quarterfinal match. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates to the nation's three Paramrudra supercomputers to facilitate pioneering scientific research, also inaugurates high-performance computing system for weather and climate research. Top leaders of various political parties intensify election campaign for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana and third and final phase of voting in Jammu and Kashmir. Centre announces increase in minimum wage rates for workers from 1st of October. French President Emmanuel Macron voices strong support for India's inclusion as permanent member of a reformed UN Security Council. Israel intensifies military operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth enters men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.